Hello and welcome to the one and only podcast. I'm your host, the esteemed John McNulty, joined by my co-hosts Rafael Mejia and David Spinelli.
Guys, the fall season is in full swing, and you know what that means, cold weather. In fact, I just got a new jacket to keep cozy.
Yeah, man. How many sweatshop workers were underpaid to make that, huh?
Actually, if you didn't know this company, Patagonia is one of the very few who follow the social justice rules. They don't use child labor or slaves in order to make their products. Nike. What disgusts me is that these corporations put a price on human life, so Patagonia avoids the unjust use of humans.
Exactly. Patagonia offers over 500 articles of clothing that meet the standards put into place by Fair Trade USA.
And what exactly do these standards include, huh?
Well, for one, all their factories comply with some of the most rigorous safety standards known in the industry.
It is a great peace of mind to know that the clothes that we buy are not placing another human being in danger. After all human beings have God-given dignity that should never be taken away, no matter what.
Okay, so maybe the workers are safe, but are they even happy? Just because someone is safe doesn't always mean they're doing great. For example, do they get to see their family?
Actually, yes. All Patagonia employees that work at these fair trade factories are entitled to maternity leave, granted that they are women, of course. This way, workers can develop a meaningful bond with their family, just as we are all called to do under the Catholic social teachings.
Clearly, there aren't going to be any men on maternity leave.
Patagonia is actually very considerate of the lives of those at labor. They give money back to their workers in order for them to decide the best way for them and their families to stay stable.
So what have these people done with their money?
Well, one significant way they have used this money is to build a child care facility, which makes sure that a sense of family is never lost. And through this facility, they are able to bond with their children.
See, Mr. Mejia, they do enforce these Catholic social teachings, which is very important these days since many companies disregard any of these teachings, and they treat their workers very unjustly.
Wow. Through this, it is evident that Patagonia really cares about their workers, unlike other companies who put their workers through some rough conditions, such as cruel labor, long work hours, and no care for the workers' families. Many major industries take advantage of third world countries, often making facilities in places like Africa, where many people in need have no other options but to work under these cruel conditions.
Patagonia used to disregard these rules, which means that just like many other companies, they used to treat their workers poorly.
Not only does Patagonia care for the workers, but they also take great care for the environment. Personally, I am all about ending climate change, so this is a huge plus for me.
Exactly. All this cotton is certified organic by the Global Organic Textile Standard.
In fact, on September 20th, 2019, Patagonia closed its stores in support of the climate change protests. They support the young activists who are trying to advocate that it is time to be concerned about the environment. In fact, it is time that others, such as politicians, should make laws that can reduce the human's impact on Earth.
Actually, I just finished reading the encyclical by Pope Francis that discussed the issues we face in our modern world.
Might have to check that one out this weekend in the Learning Commons. What's it called again?
It's called Laudato Si. It is the Pope's second encyclical. Moreover, this title translates to Care for Our Common Home. In it, the Pope discusses the issues of consumerism, irresponsible development, and many more issues that we should be concerned about and make known so we as humans can work together to fix these issues.
Greed only brings us short-term happiness. We enjoy the luxuries of life, but we then forget how others have had to sacrifice their lives in order for us to be happy. Patagonia's work model has allowed for both its customers and employees to live happy lives.
Thanks for listening.
Guys, remember to be responsible with your next purchases. What you do today can definitely have an impact on hundreds of people in the future. Thanks for listening to the one and only podcast. We were your host, the esteemed John McNulty, David Spinelli, and myself. Rafael Mejia. Until we talk to you next time, stay safe.